Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Hey, it's day number 820, and we're in Job 26. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for this book of Job and the way that it has challenged us and taught us, corrected us, and helped us to see Christ more clearly. Would you continue to do your work in us through your word today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Job 26. Then Job answered and said, "How you have helped him who has no power. How you have saved the arm that has no strength. How you have counseled him who has no wisdom and plentifully declared sound knowledge. With whose help have you uttered words and whose breath has come out from you? The dead tremble under the waters and their inhabitants. Sheol is naked before God, and Abaddon has no covering. He stretches out the north over the void and hangs the earth upon nothing. He binds up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not split open under them. He covers the face of the full moon and spreads over it his cloud. He has inscribed a circle upon the face of the waters at the boundary between light and darkness. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astounded at his rebuke. By his power, he stilled the sea. By his understanding, he shattered Rahab. By his wind the heavens were made fair. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Behold, these are but the outskirts of his ways, and how small a whisper do we hear of him. But the thunder of his power, who can understand?" Boy, this is Job's response to Bildad the Shuhite's little speech that we heard yesterday, in which Bildad praised God as being great, but also thought he could kind of define God and explain God. And that's really the problem is, I've got enough theology here that I know is true and right theology, therefore I can define and describe God sort of comprehensively. If A and B, then C. See, it's simple. And Job says, no, there's nothing about God that's simple. There's nothing about God that is easy to explain. There's nothing about God's ways that are clear to man. What you've done, Bildad, in your little speech is not helpful. It doesn't save anybody. It's true enough as far as it goes, but there's so much we don't understand. And you haven't clarified any of the things that we don't understand, because, of course, he can't. Nobody can. Knowing what we know about God does not help us to know what we don't know about God. Oops, lost our passage. Sorry about that. I don't know how that happened. Okay, so knowing what we know about God does not help us to fill in what we don't know about God. And we have to say, like Moses to the Israelites in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children, that we may do the words of this law. Yes, we can obey God. We can obey God. We can trust God. God's given us enough knowledge so that we can trust and obey. And there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. We can do that, right? By the grace of God, not in and of ourselves. Let me be very, very clear. We cannot simply willpower it and say, I'm going to trust and obey. By the grace of God, by the working of the Holy Spirit, by God's sovereign grace, we can be given the gift of faith and we can truly trust God, and we can obey God from the heart sincerely by the power of the Holy Spirit. Not perfectly, not sinlessly, but we can trust him. We can obey him. He's given us enough to know that he's trustworthy, to know that he's real, to know that he keeps his promises, to know how we can have salvation, to know so much from God. And yet that doesn't mean that we know it all. God is so sovereign over everything. And so Job just uses, you know, the way that the earth like hangs on nothing, right? There's nothing that upholds the earth but gravity and, you know, forces that are invisible to us. God binds up the waters in thick clouds. God covers the face of the moon. Over it, he spreads his cloud. He's talking about the fact that you can go from a full moon to a new moon and then back to a full moon in the regular cycles. And of course, back in ancient times, they really didn't understand why that happened. And now, of course, we do sort of understand why it happens, but there's a lot about God's purposes in that. Why is it that we have this lunar cycle every month? Why is it that that affects the tides of the earth? Why is it that that allows us to know times and seasons and place on the earth through the stars and the moon? This is all the handiwork of God. It is all mysterious beyond our understanding, and it is astounding. He says, "The pillars of heavens tremble and are astounded at his rebuke. By his power, he stilled the sea. By his understanding, he shattered Rahab. By his winds, the heavens were made fair. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Behold, these are but the outskirts of his ways. And how small a whisper do we hear of him?" We can see the most majestic sunset. We can see the most beautiful starry sky at night. We can stand on the edge of the ocean and hear the waves pounding. We can go up to the top of a mountain and see a beautiful landscape before us. And we're only seeing but the outskirts of the ways of God. We're only hearing but a small whisper of him. Job says, "The thunder of his power, who can understand?" The point in all of this is that we need to be humble before Almighty God. He is Almighty God. He's revealed enough so that we can trust him. He's revealed enough so that we can put our hope in him. But he can't reveal all of his ways to us. You understand? It would be easier to explain, you know, nuclear physics and differential equations to a toddler than it would be for God to explain all of his ways to us. We simply could not wrap our heads around it. And so God has given us enough to know that he's powerful, that he's sovereign, and that he's trustworthy. Enough so that we can rest, but not enough to give us the ground to presume that because we know a few true theological things about God, therefore we have God figured out. We do not have God figured out. We just don't. And we never will. And we have to be okay with that. That's why we need faith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us with a love that is strong and faithful and true. Thank you for giving your Son for us, the ultimate demonstration of your power over sin and death and of your love for your people. I pray that we would trust you beyond what our eyes can see. Our eyes see only a little bit, and yet what our eyes see is awesome and majestic and beautiful. But help us to trust you beyond what our eyes can see, because we can't make sense of it all. We do live in a world where relatively innocent people suffer, and where horribly wicked people prosper. And we can't just say, "Oh, I know the answer to that. I can explain that to you," because we can't. You alone know. Help us to rest in that. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, that was Job 26. Tomorrow's passage is Psalm 119. And then we have a little bit of an issue because it's a leap year. We have an extra day. And so I've been wrestling with this. I think what I'm going to do is just break up Psalm 119 over 2 days, since it takes almost 15 minutes just to read the passage. So we're going to do Psalm 119 over the next 2 days, and then we'll start into the next passage after that, which I think brings us back to Job after that. So I hope you have a blessed day in the Lord.